On Mercer University Week, in tough times, it can be helpful to bury your nose in a book. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Gardner, professor of history, explores how some made it through a tough moment with the help of literature.
The Civil War is the most written about period in American history. Still, one aspect of the war that has largely gone unexamined is how soldiers and civilians, through reading, coped with death and destruction on a scale the country hadn't seen before and hasn't seen since. Seeking to maintain their humanity in the face of such destruction and loss, reading proved one way for Civil War Americans to remind themselves that they were not alone, that they were still capable of maintaining bonds of affection, even as the war threatened the continuance of such bonds. An exploration of the ways Americans coped with the war's exigencies through reading elucidates the human experience of warfare and offers a new way of considering this era of American history. Soldiers and civilians alike had worried that military service would unfit combatants from rejoining civil society. Reading in camp and on the home front thus became a deliberate strategy to foster sociability, which can be defined as the inclination to social interaction or a disposition for living in society. The concerns that animated Civil War Americans are abiding. The conditions of battle and the manner of war's prosecution might have changed over the past 150 years, but questions of our capacity for inhumanity remain. Reading imaginative literature, history, and philosophy develops certain skills and attributes, including empathy and moral discernment. The subjects who populate my study show us how a people at war sought to ward off the corrosive effects of combat. Faced with unprecedented carnage and destruction, heartbreaking loneliness, and profound isolation, Civil War Americans read for myriad reasons. But above all, they read to maintain their connection to fellow humans.
That was Sarah Gardner of Mercer University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.